mi pasti al into the holy place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowd of people and the priest will sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. You just take me to the holiest of holies. Oh, Jesus, take me by the blood of the Lamb. You just take me to the holiest of holies. Take the cold, my lips, here I am. Take the cold, take the cold, cleanse my lips, here I am. Oh, I enter the holies of holies. Oh, I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Oh Lord, Lord, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Worship you. I worship you, for your name is holy. Oh, is holy.
For your name is holy, God.
For your name is holy. I enter the holies of holies.
I enter
through the blood of the Lamb.
I enter
to worship you only.
I enter
to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. Oh, Lord, I worship you. I worship, Lord, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Of
Jesus.
Your river flow.
Let
the truth of your kingdom reign.
Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us.
weight of your glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The weight of your glory falls.
Oh, I know.
The holies of holies.
Oh,
I enter to the blood of
Jesus, that we have entered into your presence, Lord. Oh, of the truth, there is no holy name than your name, O God. And Father, we thank you that, Lord Jesus, your glory this evening, O Lord, we believe by faith that it has covered us, Lord. So, Father, this evening, O Lord, as your children open their mouths, O God, to say thank you, Lord, let your ears be turned to us, O God. Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you for this evening. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, oh, we bless your wonderful name, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, O God, for your grace. Oh, so much that, Lord, it has led us to no other place but in your presence, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because of your presence, O Lord, always bring, O God, blessing upon your children. Father, we thank you, the Lord. Oh, the day, oh Lord, oh, it has been raining all day long. But Lord Jesus, the test that is in us, oh Lord, is greater than all the obstacles, Lord. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, we have come, oh Lord Jesus, oh, by your own grace, that, Lord, oh, we have come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, O Lord, our going outs and our coming ins, Lord. We thank you for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our children, O Lord, being gone to school and back, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for the protection, O Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. And even though, Jesus, we thank you for many mercies, the Lord, you have accorded us, O Lord, oh, to come through this cold, O Lord. Father, we bless you. We give the glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even, Lord, we believe that in your presence, O Lord, we will never live the same. And so, Lord, even before your word comes, we want to say thank you, O God. Oh, blessed be your name. We give you the glory, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your mercies. And above all, Lord, thank you for your loving kindness, Lord, towards us, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that name, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for the prophet. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the light of our day. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We thank you, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we look at the weather today, so bad. But Lord, nothing can be of a hindrance. Oh, to the true children of God. And Father, we thank you, the Lord, you have given us many mercies, Lord, even through the cold, through the rains, oh, for us to be in your presence, oh God. Father, we thank you, the Lord, even this evening. Oh, we know you are already here, oh God. And so, Father, we believe the Lord, you will bless your children, oh God. Father, we know the Lord, your word, oh God. Oh, you will lay your hands upon it, oh Lord. We know that, Lord, you will let it be a spiritual food for us, oh God. Oh, Father, we know that even if we have come, Lord, with vacuums, Lord, we will never live without those vacuums, Lord. We believe that, Lord, you will fill us, oh Lord Jesus. And so, Father, we lift up our cups, oh Lord, our hearts, Lord. Oh, that, Father, you fill them, oh Lord. Father, if there is anyone even sick amongst us, oh Lord Jesus, before we leave here, oh God, healing takes place, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for us today. We bless your wonderful name. Above all, Lord, even in your presence. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, my brethren. God bless you. Yeah, the weather has been really bad today. But the children of God, there is nothing that can hinder them. And the test is so great that it overshadows any other hindrances and obstacles. He said, faith has no hindrance. Amen. Our faith in the Lord has no hindrance. And so we are thankful to the Lord that we are in his house this evening. Brethren, tonight I want to lay something before you. Last Sunday, when we closed, I was just talking with Sister Tony, and she was telling me about Denzel, that the medicals are saying, are saying that Denzel needs to go through what we call dialysis, so what they call it, which is the worst that we can accept in this house here. So the whole, from that Sunday, the whole thing has been upon me, because myself, I've had a problem with my kidneys, and I had to go through a serious operation, and the Lord actually brought me out from it. And the Lord, who is the same God, dawned on me. So this morning I called Brother Tony. I said, Brother Tony, this evening is all for Denzel. We are going to commit him to the hands of the Lord. We are going to stand in, because we are the church of God. We have the authority. That all that the medicals are saying will never come on. So I'm encouraging everybody tonight that right from the deep of our bowels, let us throw ourselves before the Lord. On behalf of our precious brother, young brother, that he doesn't need to go through this experience. We stop everything. We restore health to him in the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight, we are at war. We are coming against everything the medicals are saying. Amen. What the medical says is not possible. The faith of God says is possible. Amen. So tonight, we are standing by faith that the Lord will deliver our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Amen. And how many are ready Hallelujah. To stand as real warriors of God? Amen. Prayer warriors. Amen. And take our brother before the Lord. Amen. And claim total healing for him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this evening, we will not still depart from our studies, but if out of our studies, we will just find a thought to stand upon and pray for our brother. Amen. So let us turn to our Bibles and let's turn to Revelation 2:7. Revelation 2:7. Let's hear the word of God. He said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, this is your word you have given to us tonight, Lord. And Father, we wait for the Holy Spirit this hour, Lord, to overshadow this word of God. You are the author of it, and you have all the interpretation of God. And Father, we thank you that we have a prophet that you sent to us. Oh, through him, that Lord, you have revealed every mystery of God. And Father, we thank you that this evening, O Lord, we are standing on that grace, and that your word be alive unto us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, we are still on our studies. We started with the Church of Ephesus, and we started with the complaints, the complaint of God to the church. And the complaint was that they have what? They have left the first love. They've left the first love. And how did it come? It came because, he said, the people relaxed. Amen. The church of Ephesus relaxed. And they started drifting. From what? The first love. From the first love. The way how they were what? Zealous in serving God. Everything started to what? To cool down. Praise the Lord. And then we came to the warning of God. God warning the church, telling them that if they don't repent, he will come and take what? The candlestick from amongst them. Praise the Lord, which is serious. The candlestick, we also got to know that it is made of what? Pure gold. That has been what? Tried and tested. And that is you and me. Praise the Lord. And so if God says he will come and take what? The candlestick out from amongst us, that means he's coming to take that gold. That gold that he said is beaten, a beaten gold. That it can never bend. It can never what? Even when you put it into fire, it glows even more. Amen. Amen. If he takes it away, what is left? It will be what? Dead wood. Put a dead wood into fire, it will turn to what? Ashes. Praise the Lord. That is what God comes and takes away. That golden word. That golden power. It comes and takes it away from the church. And then the church remains what? Is that just a wood? Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, today, if you are able to overcome, if you hear him, praise the Lord. If you are able to overcome, then he will make you to what? Give you to eat of what? The tree of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's our third studies. First, the complaint. The second came what? The warning. And now today is if you take his warning and heed to it and repent and become an overcomer, then he will give you to eat of what? The tree of life that stands in the midst of what? Of the garden of paradise. Amen. So tonight, our topic is the overcomer's reward. Amen. Amen. The overcomer's reward. Amen. There must be a reward for us. And tonight, we believe that there is a reward for us. Amen. As we say, we are going to pray for our brother Denzel. Amen. And use him as a point of contact to any sickness that is in the house here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The reward must come. And we must be an overcomer tonight. So that we will be able to eat of what? From that tree of life. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, this reward is a future reward to all overcomers of all ages.
Amen.
This reward is not, it wasn't only for the church of Ephesus. But he said it's a future reward to all overcomers of all ages.
Amen.
Amen. He said overcomers will rest in paradise of God. And their portion shall be the true life.
Amen.
Amen. The tree of life forever. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet said, he said, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees standing in the midst of it. One was the tree of life, and the other the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he said, man was to live by the tree of life. Man, it was made for man to live by the tree of life. But, and he was not supposed to touch the other tree. Praise the Lord. And so now, what does a tree stand for? What is that tree? The prophet tried to bring out what the tree stands for. Is it just a mere tree that was standing there? And then the prophet quoted what? Psalm 1. Amen.
Amen.
Quoted Psalm 1. That blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Nor stand in the ways of sinners.
Amen.
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
Amen.
But his delight is always in the law
Amen.
Of the Lord. That's the commandment. His word. His love, everything is in the law.
Amen.
Amen. And in that he meditates day and night.
Amen.
Take notice of that. He meditates upon it day and night. And he said that man, see, will be like what? A tree
Amen.
That is standing by the rivers of waters.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said what? And which bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He said, his leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whatsoever tonight we will ask, it will prosper.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It will never return to us void.
Amen.
It will go and establish.
Amen.
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 So we are still on this tree, that this tree of life. Let us see really what this tree of life was. Or is, even this moment that we are talking, the tree of life. The prophet said the tree of life is mentioned 3 times in Genesis.
Yes.
And 3 times in Revelation.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What does it tell you? And so who is the tree of life? 3 times in the book of Genesis.
Amen.
And then 3 times in the book of Revelation. Oh, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
Oh, so who is the beginning and the end?
Hallelujah.
Who is the first and the last?
Amen.
Who is the Alpha and Omega?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Genesis 3 times, and 3 stands for what? God.
Amen.
It's a number of God.
Amen.
So the tree of life is no other person but whom? Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, if we be overcomers, then we will be eating that tree of life. Oh, praise God. So that is We know that that tree of life, to prove that it is Christ. When you get into the word of God, we can hear of the fountain of life. The fountain of life, is that that tree of life must be a person of life. A person who can give life. Praise the Lord. And who was that? Someone says he is the fountain of life. We are trying to prove more and more. Praise the Lord. Because by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. We say that he is the beginning and the end. Okay. And then there is a place where somebody says he is the fountain of life. Amen. Let us see who is that fountain of life. Amen. He said, back when the Israelites were journeying, when they were in the wilderness, said a rock was following them. Amen. And it came to a time that they were so thirsty. Praise God. And this rock gives them what? That fountain of life. They were dying of thirst. See, they were dying. They needed water. And this rock gave them what? That water of life. Praise God. And later, what did we see about this rock? When you turn to 1 Corinthians 10:4, it will tell you what that rock, who is that rock? 1 Corinthians 10:4. It said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see? So, that tree of life, which is a person of life, we are receiving the proof of it. That rock, he was the rock giving what? Water to the people to drink. To give them life. So, he is the fountain of life. Another place also, we hear that somebody is the well of life. The well of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The fountain of life, the well of life. And here we can read something from what? John 4. When that woman, that prostitute woman, he went to what? The well of Jacob.
Amen.
And he saw a man seated there. And the man said, give me to drink.
Amen.
And the woman said, ah, but you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. Why do you ask me of what? To drink. You know the story already. Amen. And the man said, if you know the one who is speaking to you, you would rather ask of him what? Of water, which you will drink and you never taste again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the woman said, ah, do you want to tell me that you are greater than our father Jacob, who made this well for us, which he himself drank from it and his children and his cattle and everything? Are you greater than him? What did Jesus say?
Amen.
In John 4:13, from 13, he said, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The well of life.
Amen.
Who it is? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So everything is pointing to him. That he has life. See? And so if we can be overcomers, look at what we are going toward. It's going to be our portion. Fountain of life. The well of life in us. Oh, praise the Lord. Another time, he said, I am the bread of life. And who is this bread of life? When we look into the scripture, we still see that the bread of life is the same Christ again. The fountain of life, the well of life, the bread of life. And he is that tree of life that was standing there.
Amen.
And that's the very tree. God is promising that whoever will overcome will be eaten from that tree. Oh, praise the Lord. The bread of life, you all know that story also. When he has changed 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people. See? And the other day, the people were looking for him for more to eat. That's what? Natural food again. They were looking for him. Jesus saw that they weren't ready. You see, the message he gave to them, it never worked anything, but the food, it's always what the food that they ate. So Jesus went to the other side of the sea and asked the disciples to come over there. Amen. And you know the story. Amen. How they were looking for Jesus, they couldn't find him. And somebody said, look, I saw the disciples. They entered into a boat. So as long as they've entered into a boat going that area, Jesus might be there. As they, according to the Bible, they also took boat and began to chase. And truly, when they went to the other side, they saw Jesus. They said, Jesus, but where have you been, Jesus? We have been looking for you. He said, look, you are looking for me not because of what? The word of God, but because of the loaves, the bread that you ate. Amen. And that also what happened there. Let's turn to John 6. John 6, reading from 25. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Now 27, warning, labor not for the meat which perisheth,
amen,
but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life,
amen,
which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then, let's come to 31. Then the people were trying to also be a little bit standing on their grounds. Said, well, after all, our fathers, they ate also manna from what? Heaven. See? 10 to 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. See, they want to also say, look, it's not only your bread. Eh? Even our father Moses gave, see, they also ate bread in the wilderness. Eh? Is it not the same bread? And so even if you've given us a little bread, we are just talking about it. Our fathers even ate bread also from heaven. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not, listen, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Moses' bread is a bread that perisheth,
amen,
but the Father's bread is the bread that endureth unto what? Everlasting life. So he was trying to bring what? The difference between what? The bread they did eat in the wilderness and the bread he is talking about now, which he himself. Now let's look at 33. He said, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Amen. Then said they unto him, okay, Lord, evermore give us this bread. You see? And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger.
Amen.
And he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he's the only one that has life. He is the fountain of life, the well of life, the bread of life. So that tree of life, which we are supposed to overcome And so that it will be our portion is no other person but what? It's Jesus Christ. And my brother, look at all these things that are going to be your portion. Amen. At another place, we hear somebody saying, I am the resurrection and the life. See? I am the resurrection and the life. And you know that story also. When Jesus was told that your friend Lazarus is sick, he never went there. Till Lazarus died and he was what? Buried 4 days before Jesus came. Amen. And you know how the story went. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, Martha said, Jesus, if you were to be here, my brother would not have what? Died. So Martha thought Jesus was just what? It's only a healer. She had known Jesus to be only what? A healer. So she's saying, if you were here, my brother would not have died. You would have what? Healed him. But now he's dead. See? She never knew that the man standing before him is a resurrection and a life. Oh, praise the Lord. That he can give life. She never knew it. Oh, praise the Lord. And so let's turn to that also. John 11. Let's read something from John 11. He said, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. See? But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. That's one faith she had. Praise the Lord. She said something out of faith. But you see that, my brother, many a time we say something in faith, and then later we bring another thing to what? To water it down. Just like Peter. When Jesus asked, what do men say I, the Son of Man, I am? And they were saying, some say you are the Jeremiah, you're John the Baptist, you are one of the prophets, and all that. And he said, but you, what do you say I, the Son of Man, I am? And we know what Peter said. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter by Jonah, This was not revealed to you by what? Blood and flesh. Amen. But my Father which is in heaven hath revealed it unto you. Amen. And upon this I will build my church. Amen. And the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Then from there, another thing happened. Just a moment. Jesus was talking about his death. Then Peter said, no, it can't happen. You see? Jesus, get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Here, Martha also said something by faith. Said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Amen. Then Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus said that, listen to what Martha said again. Martha said unto her, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Oh, see, he has watered down the whole faith. My brother, my sister, when out of on your unconsciousness something comes out, stand by it. Amen. It is from God.
Amen.
Amen. Never go back. You don't know how the whole thing came out from your mouth to say it. Stand by if it is positive. My brother, stay by it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Never allow any doubts to come to overshadow that thing. That it cannot be possible. My dear sister, if something talks you that I will pray for my son, pray for him.
Amen.
And believe that word. If it is whatever be it, you are going to receive what? Your answer. Let's watch these things, my brother, my sister, because the Spirit of God is always groaning within us. Amen. Seeing the things that we need so you can receive something, stand by it. If only it's positive, my brother, my sister, never allow any shadow to what? To overshadow what has come out of you. And claim that very thing. It is from God. Amen. Look at Martha says, but now I know that even whatever you ask of God, it can what? It shall be given unto you. Then Jesus said, your brother is going to rise. He said, yeah, I know that he will rise the last days. Watered everything down. Then Jesus, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Amen. Believeth thou this?
Amen.
Amen. He is the resurrection and the life. Amen. He is the man of life. And this is what we have as a reward. That if we become overcomers, then our reward is this tree of life. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, you will never die. Amen. Amen. And whatsoever you ask, whatsoever you say, it has to come to pass. Because you have been what? An overcomer. Amen. When you look at verse 40. And Jesus, okay, let's just go down. Let's go down because there is something I want to see over there. Let's look at verse 27. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into this world. Amen. Amen. Now faith is coming back again. And when she had said so, she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come. Amen. The Master is come. The Master is here tonight. Amen. To speak healing in our brother Denzel's life. The Master is here. I want to hear a big amen.
Amen.
The Master is here. He's here to speak healing, to speak deliverance.
Amen.
From all what the medicals are saying.
Amen.
He's here to prove that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's here to restore.
Amen.
He's here to heal.
Amen.
He's here to speak life into every dead condition that is in the church here. Amen.
Amen.
How many believe it? He said, believeth thou this?
Amen.
Believeth thou this?
Amen.
Then it's going to be what? It's going to be possible.
Amen.
Because he said, if two shall agree, and we are more than two tonight here,
amen,
anything we bind here will be bind in heaven.
Amen.
And anything that we lose in here, we'll be losing in heaven.
Amen.
We will lose in our brother Denzel from all these shackles.
Amen.
Because we agree in the name of Jesus Christ upon the basis of the word of God.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord. We believe.
Amen.
We believe that, Lord. We believe it. Praise God. So, 29. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Oh, my brother, my sister. See, the way how our feet sometimes looks as if many of us, our feet have become too heavy. Let us let our feet be very light.
Amen.
to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let our feet be light to the house of God, that we hear his name. We hear that tonight. Oh, this is our meeting time. Oh, your legs are so light and quickly. Amen. Without any delay, Mary, when she heard that the Master is come, oh, he said, quickly. Amen. She went to meet him. Quickly she went to meet him. Then, when you look at verse is it 39, when Jesus said, take away the stone. Amen. Any obscuring thing that is in here tonight, any obstacle tonight, let's just take everything away. Amen. And our own obstacle is what? Doubts. Amen. Our own obstacles are what? Doubts. Let us take that doubts away. That is the stone. Let's take the doubts away first. Then Christ can speak. Amen. If we carry doubts, now, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If doubts are in our hearts, our prayer can never go anywhere. You are just what? Saying it from your mouth. Let's kill every doubt tonight.
Amen.
Don't begin to ask yourself, say, is this thing going to be possible? There's doubt. Clear that, say, take away the stone.
Amen.
Amen. Take away that hindrance. Take away that obstacle, which is what? Doubts. Tonight, there is no doubts here. We believe that the Lord is more than able to answer our prayer tonight. Oh, hallelujah. And so, Lord, we have taken away the stone. We've taken away the doubts. Now speak. Speak healing now, Lord. Speak healing in the life of our brother Denzel. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, be merciful unto us.
Amen.
We are looking forth unto you. Be merciful, Lord, unto us. Because we are believing in you. That we are the same God. That stood that day, someone that has been dead for 4 days. Corruption have set in the body. But when you shouted, he said, he cried with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
And life has to be restored.
Amen.
Life has to be restored.
Amen.
And that's what we are standing on tonight. Because, Lord, you said, if we will be overcomers, then you will make us to eat of the tree of life.
Amen.
And, Father, that's what we are standing on. We believe that tonight we are overcomers. We have overcome all doubts, unbelief. And that, Lord Jesus, tonight, let the same also be done as you did it on that day. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Grace at work now is grace. He said, the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, which could not be approached, which could not be touched because of the fall of Adam, is now given to the overcomer. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when Adam sinned, they were what? They were sent out from the Garden of Eden and the tree of life. God never wanted them to go back and take of it. And so cherubims with flaming sword, they were protecting what? That tree of life. And here the prophet is saying that very tree that no one could approach, that no one could touch, now today is what? Is given to the overcomer. Amen.
Amen.
Is it not so great, my brother?
Amen.
Is it not so great?
Amen.
And when did all this start? It started on the last moment when Jesus was on the cross. When he was on the cross, the last moments, the Bible says, Jesus cried with a loud voice and yielded up the ghost. And immediately after that, what happened? He said, the earth did quake. Amen. There was an earthquake. And the rocks rent. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to down. Amen. That was the day the cherubims, their job ended. Amen. That was the time the cherubim's work ended. Now the tree was what? Was there for you and me. Access to the tree, which has been denied to Adam and his descendants, is now open, my brother.
Amen.
See? Look at from Adam. All the people that came, they were denied this word, this tree. And the prophet even named here, he said, God's intention for his creation, man, is to express his word. In Genesis, Adam was given the word to live by. A life lived by the word would be the word expressed. But did Adam live by that word? No, because he was to live by every word, and he failed to take heed to every word. Now take notice of this. Now came Moses. There arose Moses. What a great and mighty man he was. Yet he also failed to live by every word. That prophet, a type of the great prophet to come, failed in anger to obey the word. See, he failed. All common anger. Even not, I won't say common anger. Anger is what? It's not right before God. Anger. This great prophet Moses, who is a type of a prophet to come, he also failed. Then came David, the great king, who was also a type of what? Christ. A man after God's own heart. He failed by adultery when he was tempted. See? My brother, look. Little, you see it as something very little. Adultery. He look. You see, one thing is that we, as the prophet said, you have a rice farm, you cannot stop the bird from flying across it, but you can stop it from what? Landing into the farm. Amen. You go out, you see the naked women. But one thing is that it depends on the kind of eye that you are looking at. Oh, praise the Lord. You see? David saw a naked woman. Immediately he should have what? Taken his eyes from the woman. But he looked at it second time, third time. And then what? The devil starts working. See? My brother, because of that, David also what? Failed. But there came one who the devil also tried and tested. But always he said, it is written.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, anything that comes, if it is contrary to the word of God, say, look, it is written.
Amen.
It is contrary to what you are telling me. It is written.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the man who had what? Made sure that the tree of life, now we have access to them. Look at the great, great, great prophets that came after Adam. They all never had what opportunity. But you and I, brother,
hallelujah,
we've had what the opportunity.
Amen.
Let us be overcomers.
Amen.
So that we will be able to what? Eat of that tree of life. Because in him is life, everything that we are looking for. So it is that tonight we stand before him, we believe. How many believe that we are overcomers?
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, we are overcomers. I believe it. I believe it. Men, my brothers here, all these women, the street can never what? Turn our heads, isn't it? Brother Pele, all those women can never turn your head. Oh, you love your wife so much that any other woman doesn't look nice to you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
An overcomer.
Amen.
And then the young ones that are coming also. Watch yourself closely.
Amen.
Amen. And my sisters that are coming also. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Watch yourself closely.
Amen.
Keep yourself.
Hallelujah.
Don't expose yourself.
Amen.
Let us be overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. And another way of being an overcomer is what? Meditating day and night.
Amen.
Oh, so that you be like a tree also.
Amen.
Standing by the rivers of water.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Sister Dube, prayer every day.
Amen.
I believe it's going on. Fire in the house.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Gather the children and let fire, put fire in them.
Amen.
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 That makes you overcomer.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my brother, Capitano, put fire in the house.
Amen.
You are the pastor of that house.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ah, Brother Wilmore, yes. Let everything be on what? Let earthquakes.
Amen.
Oh, bring what? That earthquake. Oh, that will break every rocks.
Amen.
Yes, my brother. Vegas. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, be that strong man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be overcomers. And tonight, we claim to be that overcomers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as tonight, we are going to put our brother, Denzel. Musicians, please come.
Amen.
Put our brother before God.
Hallelujah.
That's all that tonight we want to do. We are going to pray for our brother.
Amen.
That's all our prayer. We're going to pray for the boy.
Amen.
Forget about anything that is on your heart tonight. For your own personal, forget it, the Lord will see to it.
Amen.
Let's just take the challenge that is before us tonight. Let's take that challenge. And let's put the word of God to life. Because the word of God itself is life. Amen. Oh, overcomers! God richly bless you, overcomers.
Amen.
Let your word now come. Let your prayer come. Right from your bowels. And let's shake the very foundation of medicals. What they are saying can never come on.
My boat of life sail on a troubled sea.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Never thirst again. In my sin.
Hallelujah.
But I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. For I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle the heights above the peaks my soul can define. An unexpected storm
They drive me from the high, brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh,
I know the master of the wind.
I know what blows the rhythm of.
I know the maker of the wind. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way.
Oh, sometimes I sow,
sometimes I sow like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the high, brings me low, but never brings me down.
Yes, I know.
I know the master of the wind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I know when blessed with him.
Yes, Lord.
I know
yes,
the maker
Lord.
Of the wind.
We know who you are, Lord.
Yeah.
We know who you are, Lord.
He can calm the soul.
You could heal all manner of diseases.
Shine again.
Oh, they brought them to you.
I know.
And
the
Lord,
master
you healed them, Lord. And we
oh, I know, I know the master of the world. I know when blood's a redeemer, yeah. I know the maker of the rain.
Yes, Lord.
He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way.
Now listen to what the word of God says here. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she rose and ministered unto them.
Amen.
And when the evening was come,
hallelujah,
as even this evening, they brought unto him many that were possessed with the devils, and he cast out all the spirits and by his word, and healed, oh hallelujah, and healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled,
amen,
which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, oh hallelujah, himself,
amen,
took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. Oh, I know
the master of the wind. I know when blows a redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master
of the
rain.
Yesterday, he's here, he's here.
Oh, I know.
Now let's
I know the master of the
rain.
I know my blood's a redeemer.
Into the hands of the Lord.
I know the maker of the
rain. We deny everywhere in America.
Oh,
we deny them.
They can calm the souls.
All the medicals, what they are saying, we deny them.
Again.
We deny them.
I know the master.
We restore our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord.
I'm born of life.
We deny everything. We deny everything.
Oh,
I
know the maker of
the rain. Remember your prayer now. Oh,
he can calm the storms and make
it to the hands of the Lord. Begin to pray.
Again.
Begin to pray. Call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, that the Lord stretch forth his hands his healing hands upon
us. Upon the master of the world.
In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, we believe it, oh God.
I know the maker of the world.
We know who you are. We know who you are. You heal all manner of diseases.
He can calm the soul.
You are God. You confirm it, Lord. That you took away our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, now, oh, you are the one that can calm every storm, or whatever storm that the devil, evil storms,
hallelujah,
oh, that is in our brother tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, come, calm that storm. Take away the dirty blood in his system. Take away the dirty blood in his system. Lord, you are the one that can restore, Lord Jesus. Oh, restore into his system of God.
Relative, Lord. Father, to intercede, Lord, yes, even on the behalf, yes, of one of us, oh God. We ask, oh, your grace, Lord. Yes, Lord. We ask, Jesus, your mercy, Lord, tonight, Lord. Give us grace, give us mercy, Lord. Cast out, Lord, those things, Lord, that are unseen, those things that we don't want amongst us, Lord. Give us perfect love one for another, Lord. Lord, we ask for Denzel's greeting, Lord, even upon this land. In Jesus' name.
We are going to thank the Lord because we believe our utterances will never come to us void.
Amen.
We believe that all utterances tonight, our request, our prayer, it will go and establish. It will go and accomplish.
Amen.
So, by faith, we have claimed it. That our brother, we cancel every plans of the hospital. The medicals. We cancel all what they want to do.
Hallelujah.
And restore the true blood of Jesus Christ to circulate in our brother's life.
Amen.
A true health against any sickness and diseases.
Hallelujah.
Blood sickness, yes, blood disease.
Jesus. Amen.
We believe the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Has restored everything.
Amen.
So all that we got to do now is that we need to thank the Lord. That Lord,
thank you, Lord,
you have answered us.
Thank you, Lord.
You have answered us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you give us a song of thanksgiving?
Amen.
So that we can thank the Lord. That the Lord has heard our prayer.
Amen.
The Lord has answered our prayer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah is an answering God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
is an answering God. Oh, yes, Lord, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering God. Oh, hallelujah is an answering God.
He answers our prayers.
Hallelujah is an answering God.
Oh,
when I pray in Jesus' name,
by faith,
the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering God.
The prophet said,
our God, He's not a God we just pray to, but He's a God that answers back. And we believe that the Lord has answered back our prayer and that healing has already taken place. Let us all just say, Lord, we thank you that you have healed our brother. Let's thank the Lord once again. Let's thank the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. We believe tonight, Lord. Our utterances had never come from us. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We have all these assurances. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we are thankful.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless your name. I bless your name as our brother Wilmore coming to the church. I bless your name.
Jesus shares the bitterest wine, pull and sounds the spread out mine, and in their prayer began to say, the chains were low. Your name.
I bless your name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the light that turned away.
Take full advantage of it, Lord, that we may partake from this tree of life, Lord, that we may live, Lord. For what is life without you, Father? Lord, it is nothing but vanity. But we don't want to live if it is without you, O Lord. Let it be, O Father, Lord, that our lives are so hidden in you, Lord, that all that we live would be only your word, O God. For today the world is yearning and groaning to see a genuine Christian, to see the life of Christ once again. And we are desiring tonight, Lord, that we be like you, Father. We want to be overcomers, Lord. We don't want to be a second-hand Christian. We don't want to be a feeble Christian, Lord. But we want to be the genuine article, Lord. Oh God, let it be, Father, that our lives will be so given over to you, Lord, that, Father, our lives will be victory after victory. For indeed, Lord, there will be sicknesses that will come. There will be challenges that would come as long as we are still in this tabernacle. But Father, oh God, help us, Father, that when the storms of life would rise, Lord, Father would sail above them like an eagle, Lord. Teach us, Father, oh God, we want to learn of you, Lord. Help us, Father, to spend our time in your word, Lord. Father, leaving the vain things of this earth, Lord, but given over completely to you, oh Father. Lead us, Father. We know you are desiring to guide us and to lead us. And tonight we are submitting ourselves to thy word, Lord, that you may have your way, Father. Lord, oh God, such that when situations like this arise, where our brother is sick, Lord, when situations like this arise, Lord, where our sister's mother's house is destroyed, Lord, we just look up to you, Lord, Father, and present it as a petition, believing your word, for you say to call upon your name, as we have done tonight, Lord. No wonder we are rejoicing tonight, Father, for we know that you never fail to keep your promise, and our brother is healed. We believe it, Lord. Father, let this testimony now arise from this place into every corner of the world, Lord, that the people may know that you are still healing kidney diseases, Lord. May they know that you are still God over every storm, Lord, that you say, peace be still, and the storm would cease, Lord. May it cease tonight, Lord, in Congo. Father, let there be dry ground again, Lord. Let the sun shine again, Father, and the work of restoration that it may begin. Lord, the sickness, Lord, that had been troubling our brother, Lord, Father, let it be gone and be seen no more, even as the soldiers of Egypt were seen no more, Lord. Father, we will see it no more. And we believe, Lord, that the newspapers will say this testimony, that doctors will be confounded on Friday when he goes to the hospital for a checkup, Lord. They will wonder to ask, Lord, what has happened. But they will know from that day. For like Peter, Lord, when they ask, Lord, that men and brethren, what shall we do? On Friday we shall stand when they ask us what has happened. And we will tell them that this same Jesus is risen in our lives with healing, with restoration of lost limbs, Lord. We believe it, Father, that the time has come, Lord, for you to manifest yourself fully to this world. And here we stand, Lord, in our place of duty, Lord, believing, Lord, that the time has come. Use us as you would, Father, we pray. Lord, oh God, we glorify your name. We thank you tonight, Father, for healing. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your love, Lord. We give you honor and glory tonight, Father. May you be glorified continually, Lord, in our lives. This night when we sleep, tomorrow when we rise up, Lord, let us rise with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. When we meet on Friday, Lord, let it be thanksgiving again, Lord. When we meet, Lord, wherever we are, Lord, Father, may we continually give thanks unto you, for you are worthy. Father, there's none beside you. We worship you and we thank you. Bless our brother Maxwell. Lord, I pray for him that you would continue to watch over him, Lord. Father, and his family, his son in Ukraine, we pray for him, Lord. His daughter, Lord. Father, in Italy, we pray for her. Lord, I pray for our brother Andrew, Lord. We commit him to your hands. Use him, Lord, continually. Father, bless his ministry and every brother, every sister supporting in the ministry here in Dublin. We commit them to you, Father, that you use them for your glory. Father, I pray for the congregation. Let it be, O God, that, Father, it is only you that we look to. Father, let it be that it's only you that we manifest in this place, Father. Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters at home, at colleges, at work. May you be with them, Lord. Father, may you grant them grace, Lord, that, Father, when we would meet next time, they'll be here too, Lord, to hear of this testimony of Denzel. Lord, O God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have so many big but empty words. So we come before you, your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Grow your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hand. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth. True and living, glorious earth. Not for temporary need, to restore authority and power. Let a mighty rushing wind blow. Oh, touch your people once again. Lord, you still tie your servants and the broken soldiers. Oh, how much we need a precious healing hand. We need power of the cross, the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Oh, your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hand. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon this earth, true living, glorious church. Not for temporary need, but to restore authority and rushing wind blowing. Oh, touch your people once again.